Hey, Friars, welcome to Friday Fails. I'm going to start today off with a quote from somebody named Eric Roth. I have no idea who this guy is, but I like the way he writes. So it reads, "It's a funny thing coming home. Nothing changes. Everything looks the same, feels the same, even smells the same. You realize what's changed is you." So I'm bringing that up because I believe, if I did the math right, that this episode releases on the same day that this year's Mile High Profit Summit in Denver is ending. And I was thinking about the trip. I'm packing, getting ready to head out. And I was reflecting back on last year and how I felt at the end of it. And I know I wasn't alone, just based on people I've spoken to. And frankly, I've been to dozens of these types of events over the years. And the really good ones, the ones that fucking blow your mind away, like the Profit Summit did last year, and I'm sure will this year, typically leave me completely fire hosed with info, like a 1,000-yard stare, but like behind my eyes, my brain's going a million miles an hour and taking all this info I was exposed with to, and, you know, casting it into wild ass plans for the future and stuff like that. And that puts me, it always walks me into a situation, like three situations, and it's like three things that happen every time I go on these trips to a really good event. And the first is I come walking home through the front door or get in touch with the crew. I just completely overwhelm them with ideas, right? Because all I've done for 3 days was have all this knowledge dragged across me, taken it and applied it to things that have happened in the past and things I want to happen in the future, all this shit. Think about flying home, think about whatever. And then you get in front of people that weren't there, that don't have the energy from the event inside them like you still do. Maybe don't even give a shit about the stuff, like if it's your kid or something. You just puke all over them and overwhelm the shit out of them. And I did that last year to my poor brother and his wife. They picked me up after the event, went up to their little small ranch up by Fort Collins, and horses and goats and shit. Super mellow, lots of land, middle of nowhere, dirt road. And then I come rolling in like the Terminator with like laser beam eyes, still all fucking mentally turbocharged from the event. And it was just, it was a lot. I apologize, Dave. But so that's the first thing that happens, right? You just freak everybody around you the fuck out with your energy and overwhelm them with your knowledge. Second thing that happens to me, at least, is after that buzz wears off, I crash like I've been on like a 6-week bender or something. Just all the energy gets sucked out. The momentum gets sucked out. I'm mentally exhausted because I've been just going nuts for days. And it's just like a really big letdown, like the day after Christmas, like the tree gets chucked down the curb type of thing. And that kind of leads you to the crucial third step. And you have two choices at this point. So I don't know if it should be three and four steps, but we'll just call it three. You can do what I think statistically a lot of people do, which is not a hell of a lot, frankly. They come home from the shit. They have grandiose plans. Maybe they didn't go there with like a why or what they're trying to achieve from it. And so they just kind of go there, listen to some cool stuff, bring home a folder and some swag or something, and return to life as normal when they get back. And that's cool, because you know maybe they don't need to change. Maybe their shit's in order. They're out there educating themselves, which is good stuff. But the ballers out there, the people that really want to maximize the investment in time and money and stuff to get out to these events, which again, I fully encourage, just constant learning is the key to success. That's putting the stuff into real action. And you can do that by going to the event, like I said, having a reason to go, like one nugget you're trying to get to implement to unlock some bullshit in your business. And that's great. Or you can go and you can find your why while you're there. Like these things come across like, ah, fuck, that's the thing I need to pick up on and go. And then you're off to the races there. But that's why we have Neil, who's also emceeing this year, our CEO. He's got an implementation plan, a guide that he walks the people through over each day. Not these long, boring seminars, just little bits as they work through this their workbook there. And at the end of it, at the end of the 3 days of event, they've got a guide, like their things are prioritized, why they should be doing it, what order, all these things, like a roadmap to success, so that when they get back, they don't have to try and recollect a mishmash of 3 days and a bunch of nights of just constant bombardment of information. They've laid it out while they're there in the zone so they can get back and get shit done and go into the future. So with that, I leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.